Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's a 11:15. This is Mark Goodyear at Radio 1 on the morning of the awful news that Diana, Princess of Wales, has been killed in a car crash in Paris. Her friend, Dodi Al-Fayed, and their driver also died in the incident last night. Police say their car was being chased by photographers on motorbikes at the time of the crash. There will be news updates throughout the day here on Radio 1, and there's a continuous news service on Radio 5 Live. That's on 909 and 693 medium wave. This is Radio 1. It's 11:26 on the morning of the news of the death of Diana, Princess of Wales. She was killed in a car crash in Paris, and her friend Dodi Al-Fayed and their driver also died in the accident late last night. There have been tributes from political and world leaders. Crowds of mourners have been gathering at Buckingham Palace and at the Princess's London home, Kensington Palace. There'll be a news update shortly on Radio 1. There's a continuous news service on BBC Radio 5 Live. That's on 909 and 693 medium wave. This is Radio 1. It's 11:30. Now here's Richard Evans with a special news bulletin.
Prince Charles is flying to Paris to bring back the body of Diana, Princess of Wales, who died in hospital last night after the car she was travelling in crashed in a road tunnel. Dodi fired and her driver were also killed. Their Mercedes was being chased by a pack of French photographers when it turned over and slammed into a wall at high speed. Surgeons battled for 2 hours to try and save her, as Dr. Bruno Rio explained. His words were spoken by an interpreter.
At her arrival at the Salpêtrière Hospital, she was in a condition of serious hemorrhage and shock. Shortly thereafter, she went into cardiac arrest. An urgent surgery showed a severe wound to the left pulmonary vein. Despite the closure of this wound and a two-hour external and internal cardiac massage, no efficient respiratory circulation could be established, and she died at 4 a.m. Paris time.
Prince William and Prince Harry were told of their mother's death by their father during the night. Prince Charles, who's travelling to the French capital with Diana's two sisters, is expected to arrive back at RAF Northolt in Middlesex at 7 this evening with the princess's body. Prime Minister Tony Blair, who's in his constituency in County Durham, has spoken of his shock and affection for the princess.
She was an unusual, but a really warm character and personality. And I will remember her personally with very great affection. I think the whole country will remember her with the deepest affection and love. And that is why our grief is so deep today.
Crowds, many carrying flowers, have been arriving at the Princess's London home, Kensington Palace, and at Buckingham Palace. The Queen and Prince Philip, who are said to be deeply shocked, were reported to be going to church at Balmoral this morning. Prayers are being said all over the country. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. George Carey, praised Diana's compassion.
It's a terrible tragedy for everybody. This very beautiful woman was also a very vulnerable human being. And out of that vulnerability and weakness, if you like, came lots of strength, her passion, her commitment to people, all that we have lost.
Seven photographers are under arrest in Paris after the crash. Dodi Fayed's father, Mohamed Al-Fayed, who's flown to the French capital, is said to be distraught and says the press had driven them to their deaths. There's more news on Radio 1 at 12 and a special 15-minute edition of Newsbeat at 12:30. I'm Richard Evans.
AirCheckDownloads.com.